Good evening, everyone. This is Melissa Rowe, and I'm here on Audio Boo doing another recording with some lovely music in the background. A bit of classical music. I got out my iPod Nano last night because I was listening to music and doing a recording with my phone since my Olympus recorder's down. So I got that out and I started using it, and I realized there's some classical music and stuff on there that I don't want to lose. So if anyone has any idea, because I used to sync that iPod with old Wilma, but she's dead, and I have a new library, of course, of apps and everything on my phone, and I don't want to erase either iPod's library, but I want to transfer the music that's on my iPod that was lost. I wonder if there's a way, if you can do that, you could transfer it to your new library that you have on the computer that you sync your phone with. So, who knows? Anyways, we've had a pretty long day, pretty tiring for me, but it was good. A couple other people did their reading out loud and all that fun stuff, but that's not the point of this audio recording. I need to get something off my chest, and it's something that I didn't realize was important until today, but I've had a couple incidents where people, kind-hearted, really good people, mean well, but they don't understand that when I'm blind, I'm blind, and I can't really change that. Only God can do that, and I have to accept that God has made me blind for a reason. A couple of incidents that happened. First of all, my neighbor that takes me shopping, very, 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 very sweet lady, and I often will, sometimes when I bake a cake or when I bake cookies, I'll often take her some or do something whenever I can. I always try and do a little something to help her out, or, you know, get her a Christmas present or a birthday present or something, because she has been very helpful to us, and I'm thankful to her. She is a person who's very fascinated with the latest and greatest in technology, and she's seen, like, on CBS and on all these other places where they would show news and they would show people who were being experimented on, where they had these cameras that you can hook up to your brain. And this camera could send images, which is pretty cool, which is fascinating, but rather expensive and is still in a lot of research. And it's only helping certain people with certain types of blindness. I'll discuss more about my blindness in the next recording, because unfortunately you only get 5 minutes to talk. But the incident here is that she had recommended several months back that I go and see an ophthalmologist. Now, I'm born with optic nerve hypoplasia, and if you don't know what that is, I'll explain that in the next recording, but she recommended that both my husband and I go see ophthalmologists and see if there's any research that has improved over the years. The last time I saw an ophthalmologist was when I was 16, when they tried to get me to reapply for Social Security. They had to send me to the government's eye doctor, their designated eye doctor, and I couldn't go to my own. I had to go to theirs. And he dilated my eyes, you know, with the eye drops and maybe put on these special glasses and blah, blah, blah. But this is when I was a teenager. And this was, I'd say, a good 12 years ago. And 0:32. Although much has improved and there's been much more research done, optic nerve hypoplasia means that there's damage to my nerves. And nerve damage cannot be repaired. And I have explained this to her several times. But she was wanting my husband and I to go and see a specific ophthalmologist. I called them and they didn't take my insurance anyway. But just because.